The Goblins scored two touchdowns in 26 seconds in the third quarter to break a 7-7 tie and go on to defeat the Bombers 27-7. The Bombers played well, no turnovers, only five penalties on the night, but just a few plays were the difference in the game. The Goblins led 7-0 at halftime after Noah Dittmanson hooked up with Colton Shaver on a fourth and goal pass from the four-yard line late in the second quarter. Mountain was able to grab the momentum early in the second half. The Bomber defense held Harrison to a three and out, then the offense drove 56 yards for the tying touchdown midway through the period. But the tide quickly turned in the next 86 seconds. The Goblins used a 30-yard pass play, a personal foul penalty, and then a 10-yard pass from Dittmanson to Daniel McCormick to score exactly 1 minute after the Mountain Home score. Then on the ensuing kickoff, the Goblins kicked it to about the 25-yard line. No one from Mountain Home got to the ball, and Harrison recovered at the 23. Two plays later, Gabe Husky scored on a 7-yard run to make it 20-7. Harrison added their final score on a 1-yard run by Dittmanson late in the game. The Goblins finished with 232 yards of total offense, while about the Bombers had 206. Isaac McKay led the Mountain Home rushing with 116 yards on 26 carries, while Junior Williams had 60 on 13 carries. For Harrison, Husky had 66 yards on the ground. Dittmanson passed for 125. The win gives the Goblins a 5-game winning streak over Mountain Home. The Bombers go on the road next week to Jonesboro, where they face Nettleton. Brad Hallworth reporting.